Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Self-Abandonment to Divine Providence by Father J.P. de Cassade. Continuing Book 1, Chapter 2, Section 3. The divine action offers us at each moment infinite benefits in the measure of our faith and our love. The present moment is always full of infinite treasures. It contains far more than you have the capacity to hold. Faith is the measure. What you find in the present moment will be according to the measure of your faith. Love also is the measure. The more your heart loves, the more it desires, and the more it desires, the more it finds. The will of God presents itself at each instant like an immense ocean, which the desire of your heart cannot empty, although it will receive of that ocean the measure to which it can expand itself by faith, confidence, and love. The whole of the created universe cannot fill your heart. The mountains which affright your eyes are as tiny atoms to the heart. The divine will is an abyss, the opening of which is the present moment. Plunge into this abyss, and you will find it ever deeper than your desires. Pay court to no one. Do not worship illusions. They can neither enrich you nor deprive you of anything. The sole will of God will wholly fill you and leave you with no void. Adore that will. Go straight towards it. Pierce through and abandon all external appearances. The stripping, death, and destruction of the senses establish the reign of faith. The senses adore creatures. Faith adores the divine will. Take away their idols from the senses, they weep like children in despair. But faith triumphs, for faith cannot be deprived of the will of God. When the event of the present moment terrifies, starves, strips and attacks all the senses, it is just at that moment that it nourishes, enriches, and vitalizes faith, which laughs at the loss of the senses, as the governor of an impregnable town laughs at useless attacks. When the will of God has been revealed to a soul and has made it feel that God is ready to give himself completely, if the soul for its part will also give itself, the soul experiences in all circumstances a powerful assistance. From now on it tastes by experience the joy of the coming of God, and it enjoys it the more the better it understands in practice the self-abandonment in which it should remain at every moment to that all-adorable will. Section 4. God reveals himself to us in the commonest events, in a manner as mysterious but as real and adorable as in the great events of history and the sacred scriptures. The written word of God is full of mysteries. His word executed in action in the events of the world is no less so. These two books are truly sealed. The letter of them both kills. God is the center of faith, and faith is an abyss of darkness, which from that center spreads itself over all the operations which proceed from it. All these words and works are, as it were, but the dark rays of a still darker sun. In vain do we open the eyes of the body to see this sun and its rays. Even the eyes of our soul, by which we see God in his work, are but closed eyes. Here darkness takes the place of light. Knowledge is ignorance, and we see without seeing. The Holy Scripture is the language of a still more mysterious God. The events of the world are the obscure sayings of this same God, so hidden and so unknown. The fall of the angels, the fall of Adam, the impiety and idolatry of men before and after the flood in the lifetime of the patriarchs, who knew and related to their children the story of the creation and the then still recent preservation of the world. Here are some of the dark words of Holy Scripture. A handful of men preserved from idolatry up to the arrival of the Messiah, in spite of the general loss of faith of the whole world. Impiety always reigning and powerful. This little band of defenders of truth always persecuted and ill-treated, the way Jesus Christ was treated. The plagues of the apocalypse. What? Are these the words of God? Is this what He has revealed? And are the effects of these terrible mysteries, which last until the end of the world, also the living Word, which teaches us His wisdom, His power, His goodness? All the events that form the history of the world express these divine attributes. All preach the same adorable Word. Alas, we do not see it. We must believe it. What does God mean by permitting the existence of all the enemies of His church? It is all a striking lesson. It signifies the infinite perfections of God. Pharaoh and all the evil men who have followed and will follow him exist only for that purpose. Yet, if we look at it, the letter of their history says the contrary. We must blind ourselves and cease to reason in order to see the divine mysteries. Thou speakest, Lord, to all men in general by general events. Revolutions are but the tides of thy providence, which stir up storms and tempests in the minds of the inquisitive. Thou speakest in particular to all men in the events which happen to each of them from moment to moment. But instead of hearing thy voice, instead of respecting the mysterious obscurity of thy word, men see nothing but the movements of matter, blind chance, and the human element. They find objections to everything. They wish to add to and subtract from thy word. They wish to reform it. They give themselves complete license to commit excesses, the least of which would be considered by them an unheard of crime, if it were a matter of a single comma in the Holy Scriptures. But they respect the Holy Scriptures. These are the Word of God, they say, and everything contained in them is holy and true. If they do not understand their meaning, they venerate them the more. They glorify and justly adore the depths of the wisdom of God. This is quite right. But what God says to you, dear souls, the words He pronounces from moment to moment, the substance of which is not paper and ink, but what you suffer and what you have to do from moment to moment, does this deserve no attention from you? Why in all this do you not respect the truth and the will of God? Nothing pleases you. You criticize everything that happens. Do you not see that you are measuring by the standard of the senses and the reason what can only be measured by faith? And that reading as you do with the eyes of faith, the Word of God in Holy Scripture, you are greatly in the wrong to read it with any other eyes, in His actions. Section 5. Divine action continues in our hearts, the revelation commenced in Holy Scripture, but the characters in which it is written will be visible only on the great day. Jesus Christ, says the Apostle, the same yesterday, today, and forever. From the origins of the world, He was, as God, the principle of the life of the just. From the first instant of His incarnation, His humanity participated in this prerogative of His divinity. He works in us all through our life. The time which will elapse before the end of the world is but a day, and this day is filled with Him. Jesus Christ has lived in the past and still lives in the present. He began in Himself and continues in His saints a life that will never finish. O life of Jesus, which includes and exceeds all the ages of time, O life which is initiating new operations at every moment. If the whole world is so incapable of understanding all that could be written of the individual life of Jesus, of his words and actions when he was on earth, if the gospel gives us only the rough sketch of a few little details of it, if that first hour of his life is so unknown and so fertile, how many gospels would have to be written to recount the history of all the moments of this mystical life of Jesus Christ, which multiplies wonders infinitely and eternally, since all the eons of time are, properly speaking, but the history of the divine action. The Holy Spirit has set out for us an infallible and incontestable characters, certain moments of this vast space of time. He has collected in the Scriptures certain drops, as it were, of this ocean. We see there the secret and unknown ways by which he caused Jesus Christ to appear in the world. We follow the channels and veins of communication, which, in the midst of the confusion of the sons of men, distinguish the origin, the race, the genealogy of this firstborn child. The whole of the Old Testament is but a sketch of the inscrutable depths of this divine work. It contains only what is necessary to find Jesus Christ. The divine Spirit has kept all the rest hidden among the treasures of his wisdom. Of all this ocean of divine action, he reveals to us but a tiny stream of water, which, having reached Jesus, loses itself in the apostles and disappears in the apocalypse, so that the history of the divine operations, in which consists the life of Jesus in holy souls until the consummation of the ages, can only be divined by our faith. This has been taken from Self-Abandonment to Divine Providence by Father J.P. de Caussade, S.J., and translated by Algar Thorold. Copyright 1959 by Burns, Oates & Washburn Limited, published by Tan Books. For more information, call TAN at 1-800-437-5876 or find them on the web at www.tanbooks.com.
This has been Christian Classics with Teresa Hofer. Listen every Monday through Friday at this time as Teresa continues her great readings and selections from classic Christian literature. Right here on the Ave Maria Radio Network, news and talk for Catholic and other Christians.